Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank you for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. Time is so precious, and especially right now, like a week and a half before Christmas. So I'd like to thank you very much for joining me live here on the teleclass tonight and for later on the recording. Do keep those comments and questions coming. I do love to receive them. And if you are too shy to ask your questions online, live on the call, then please do feel free to send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com. And I will do my best to get the questions answered for you either on the call or later on. One of the things that I am going to change about the Terrific Tuesday teleclass is the ability to send me an email, a chat through Facebook. So if you want to ask a question during the call, you can ask on Facebook, and you can send me a friend request. My name is Carla McNeil, and let me know that you are requesting the friend because of the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and I will make sure that I accept your requests for chats on Facebook. So I am always looking for people who are ready to take their life to a next level, who are ready to join an MLM team with a real MLM leader. People who want to play in that team environment, who want to be coached, mentored, and supported as you take the journey to achieve your own financial freedom. You can go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll have a chat. We'll find out just how you qualify for the team. So thanks again, everyone. I really do appreciate you being here on the call. So here we go. I'm going to dive right in. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date. It's Tuesday, December the 15th, 2009. Ooh, the year is going by very quickly. Tonight, I want to talk about breakthroughs. And we just had a breakthrough here tonight. My cat Finn decided that he was going to assist me with the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and he came and he sat on my notes. Would have been a little difficult to conduct without my notes. But I want to talk about breakthroughs and helping to create your own breakthroughs. And really, what is a breakthrough? A breakthrough is a number of different things. It's when you hit that wall and you have just had enough, and whatever the circumstances are that are driving you, you decide that you just aren't going to take it anymore. You're going to do something different, and you've decided that whatever it is you want to achieve, that you can do it, and you're darn well going to get out there and do it. It's like, I'm not going to take it anymore. Let's just do it. You recognize that it's time for a change, and you want to do something different. That's the breakthrough. Understanding and realizing that it's time for a change and wanting to do something different. One of my very good examples of this is when I first met my coach, and I went to a live event, and they offered a coaching package that was pretty high cost, and it scared the daylights out of me. But I realized that I'd had enough. I wasn't going to take it anymore. I wasn't going to keep doing what I was doing because it wasn't working. I needed to make a change. I needed to do something different. And I invested in myself. That was a real breakthrough for me. Now, whatever your breakthrough is, because for each and every single one of us, it is definitely different. So that time where you come up against that wall, where you're either going to have the breakthrough or you're going to do what so many other people do at this point in their home-based business, is run away. Run away, quit. Ooh, deadly, deadly. And it's recognizing and understanding that when you get to that point of the breakthrough, realize that this is the best time to be doing something different. It is the best time for you to really make a change. So you start with that whole idea and that concept or a goal, and you run with it. You just make it happen. Successful home-based businesses are run on good habits. And you know, it doesn't matter if it's a large corporation or it is a small home-based mom-and-pop business. Everybody needs to have those good habits. And part of that is really keeping your eye out for the breakthroughs, for the opportunities. So many people call them problems. That is actually the point where you can make huge change. Don't go hang out at the water cooler and complain about this, that, and the other thing. This is the point where you really can make a difference in your own life, where you can break through. So keeping your eyes open for those opportunities. And they'll come everywhere. I am surprised at how many opportunities I now see. And I think back, it's like, I bet you they were always there. I was just missing them. Wouldn't surprise me at all. So keeping your eyes open and focus on your business. Focus on your business first. When you are building your home-based business and you are getting started, you need to focus on that business first. And you need to get it off the ground, and you need to get it to the point where you've reached the potential and you've got it going. Once you've got it on its feet, that's where you can relax a little bit, do a little bit of delegating, do some outsourcing. But you need to learn how it all works. Always have a backup plan. When something goes wrong, you need to be able to meet that challenge head on, to be quick on your feet, make those decisions, and get moving. Have a backup plan, be ready to go. Like my backup plan for my passport. This summer when I was going to go down to the States, all of a sudden my husband said to me, do you realize your passport's expired? I was like, oh my gosh, we were about ready to drive down to the border. We were like 2 hours from crossing the border. No way to get a new passport. But I had a backup plan. I had a Nexus card, which is another way of being able to cross between Canada and the United States. When I record these terrific Tuesday teleclasses, I have a backup plan. I record via the free conference calling, and I also record via my computer by the use of Audacity. I have a backup plan. Another thing that you need to have is a thick skin. Whenever you are building a business, you can count on the fact that there will definitely be some naysayers and some so-called friends who try and talk you out of what you want to do, try and talk whatever it is you're doing down, who will criticize. You need to be confident in your own dreams, in what you want. Have that thick skin to smile and say, thanks for your input, but that's not for me. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do. Because business isn't about fast money. So you're not going to be able to, in 2 weeks, say, oh yeah, well, guess what? Here's what I've done. Business is about developing yourself, developing your business, learning and growing. And in order to really become a legitimate home-based business, you need to grow and move slowly and take charge. Build that trust and confidence in your customers, in your clients. It's so much more important than the quick buck. That is how you end up with long-term residual income, is by building that the relationship with your customers, your clients, for long-term trust and confidence. And that's what the whole social media piece is about, building those relationships through the use of the different social media. If you are interested in learning how to do that, you can go to butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. And up on the top right, submit your name and your number, and you will receive 30 tips, one a day via email, on how to use social media to assist you in finding clients and customers for your own business. And whenever you're building a home-based business, taking risks is part of that. And when you hit that breakthrough point, you hit that wall, it's going to look like a risk. Take those risks and being able to determine which ones are good for you and which ones are bad for you. You will know. And the more risks you take, the more experience you get in developing your own home-based business, the more you will learn. And it really will be trial and error. I have done a number of things that really weren't for me. They didn't suit the my strengths, because you got to build on your own strengths. So taking those risks is just part of building the business. And learning through trial and error can be fun. You know, you get the team, you get out and you test out different things. And I know I've had a cease and desist order for putting flyers on cars in a parking lot. I just said, okay, thanks very much. I won't do it again. It was really that easy. Now, what are some of the ways that you can actually assist yourself in overcoming that fear of taking the risk? And really, that's what it is. When you hit that wall, it's fear. It really is fear. And it is amazing what you can do when you decide, I've had enough, I'm not going to take it anymore, let's just do it. Set aside the fear. Say, I'll worry about that tomorrow. For now, I'm just going to test this out. I'm going to see how it works for me. So some of the secrets, some people call them secrets, some people call them techniques, some of the techniques that you can use so that when you hit that wall, you're ready, is number one, seeing the big picture. It really, really is important to be able to step back and see, really, what is the entire outcome that I want? What is the big picture? Strategically, where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? What is my long-term goal? See that big picture. And through the use of the dream wall and those types of tools, have that in front of you. Number two, don't sweat the small stuff. It really, really, really isn't worth it. When you focus and really fear on the small stuff, you close yourself off to so many different opportunities, and your focus is on the small stuff. I know I have seen people who wouldn't even got to the point of putting a flyer on the car because they were so busy about making the flyer itself perfect that they never even got to the point of putting a flyer on a car. And how sad. Because as a team exercise, it's fun. You get out there and you do it together and you conquer the fear and you know, you get leads from it. You get people who are looking for change. It's don't sweat the small stuff. Take the action, seeing that big picture. Number three. Now, this one was this one kind of hit me. And you are celebrated, not merely tolerated. Why would you want to stay in an environment where you're only tolerated? Where your skills, your successes are not appreciated? If you're in a situation like that right now, get yourself out of it. Change it if you can. Get yourself out of it. Go where you are celebrated, where people appreciate the efforts that you make, the things that you do. Go where you're celebrated, not merely tolerated. And a place where you can really practice that is through the use of social media and finding where you fit. It really will assist you in finding where you are, where you're celebrated. It's an awesome tool. Remember, oranges don't grow in Alaska. So if you really want to grow oranges, try Florida, right? Go where you're going to be appreciated. Oranges definitely will not grow in Alaska. Well, at least they won't outdoors. I don't know. I never tried to grow an orange indoors. Guard your tongue. Really watch the words that you use. When you realize the power of words and how much they can affect your life, you will become even more aware of guarding your tongue, of saying positive things about people, about staying away from the gossip. Gossip is so deadly. Don't allow yourself to get involved in the intrigue of gossip. Last but not least is go that extra mile. Do the things that normal people wouldn't do. Take that extra step. Do that one last little thing. Go that extra mile for someone, for a project. Even if it's just holding the door for someone, you know, wait that 5 seconds longer to hold the door for someone. Go that extra mile. And you can start doing that in the tiny little things in your life, like holding the door for an extra 5 seconds. But going that extra mile sets you apart. You then become that team leader that other people are attracted to, that other people want to join your team. It really is important to go that extra mile. So let me recap tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. How to create your own breakthrough. So what is that breakthrough? It's when you hit that wall, when you've had enough, you just aren't going to take it anymore. Let's just do it. This is the time when you recognize that it's time for a change. It's time to do something different. This is a point where most people who start out in a home-based business quit and run away. Don't let that happen to you. Recognize that hitting that wall is the best time to make a change. It is the best time to build those good habits, to build those success habits, like keeping your eyes out open for all the opportunities, focusing on your business first, always having a backup plan, having thick skin, taking risks. Those really, really are great habits that are going to assist you to create that breakthrough for yourself. Because when you hit that wall, if you've got these habits developed, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to get past that fear and just do it. So keeping your eye open for opportunities, always focusing on your business first, have a backup plan, have a thick skin, taking risks, and building a home-based business is not just about fast money. Secrets, techniques that can help you overcome the fear of when you hit that breakthrough of knowing what to do is seeing the big picture. Really, really see that big picture. And don't sweat the small stuff. Go where you're celebrated and not merely tolerated. Be the orange growing in Florida, not the orange growing in Alaska. Guard your tongue. Watch your words. And go that extra mile. So that is the recap for tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to tell you about a new opportunity for you to build your home-based business, and that is through the use of social media. I have had so many people ask me, how do I do this, how do I do that? And I always thought that, well, you know, I'm just learning this myself. I don't know that I know enough to teach it. And then I started sitting down with a few people one-on-one and just showing them some of the stuff I know, and I was blowing them away with some of the stuff I know. So I took the plunge and am offering a free teleseminar, and you can go to butterflynetworking.com. That's butterflynetworking.com. And submit your name and number, and you'll start getting the free 30 days of tips and techniques on how to use social media. Then I also do a free teleseminar, and the next date, if you don't go there today, the next date will be in that first email that you receive. So right now, the next date for the Butterfly Networking Teleseminar is tomorrow on the 16th of December. Now, go to butterflynetworking.com and submit your name and number, and you will receive that email with the details on it about how to get on that call tomorrow night. It is amazing what social media can do for your business. It really, really is. And I love to teach. I love to do these kinds of seminars. And we will be offering a webinar teaching class that you will be able to sign up for. And it will be done via webinar, and you'll be able to get walked through some of the stuff that is necessary for building your presence using social media. So I gave myself a new name, and it is the Baby Boomer Social Media Queen. And the goal is to teach other baby boomers how to use social media. And I find that I've taken a few people's courses along my own journey to learn, and they assume so much that you already know so much. And for me, I didn't know. And I missed out on a lot of different things. I just took the social media altitude webinar and teachings for the last couple of months. And I learned a ton of little tricks in there that I had no idea, poking around in Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And you just don't have the time when you're starting out. So what this will do for you is show you and demonstrate to you some of the little tips and techniques that I have learned from all of the different courses I have taken, and then from some of my own little poking around, because, of course, as the more you learn, the more you earn, and the more you want to learn, the more you want to realize how some of these techniques will help you in your home-based business. So if that's for you, if you're interested in learning how to use social media to generate leads and customers for your business, go to butterflynetworking.com, submit your name and number, and I will love to hear you on the next call. So thank you very, very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. It has been an absolute pleasure. And season's greetings to all of you, and get out there and create your own breakthroughs. And remember to have fun.